When most people think of big-time gambling, they think of Las Vegas. No doubt there was plenty of illegal gaming taking place in the state for decades, but you might be surprised to learn the state made it legal in 1931, and it was a rancher who didn't much care for betting that found the industry might just be a winner for Nevada. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of Antique Iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
The state of Nevada has long been known for gambling, but where did legalized gaming get its start? Most point to a rancher from the northern part of the state.
Phil Tobin is known as the father of legalized gambling. He lived here in Winnemucca as a boy.
And as Dana Toth explains, young Phil grew to become a rancher and hold one other important title.
He got elected, and then he introduced the bill that officially made gambling legal in Nevada.
Phil was just 29 years old when he began serving in the state legislature. While Tobin wasn't necessarily a supporter of gambling, he knew there was already gaming taking place in Las Vegas and many other towns, and legalizing the industry would help the state secure an income stream that would help it in the future. Tobin's bill passed and was signed into law in 1931. No doubt Tobin had seen gambling going on well before that, even here in his hometown.
Gambling in Winnemucca has been something that probably happened from day one. It was promoted in the newspapers for advertisements. There were all sorts of affiliated businesses that went with it.
But Dana says the gambling wasn't open to all.
It wasn't until about the late 1930s that women were even allowed to walk through gambling halls and bars here in Winnemucca, and there was no dancing in city limits either.
But women did get inside, perhaps through a back door or another means, but that could still result in trouble.
We have records of some of the gambling hall keepers and the bartenders being arrested for serving women.
Today, the state remains noted for gambling, most notably in Las Vegas. But the legalized version all began with this man, a 29-year-old rancher who didn't much care to roll the dice, yet was willing to introduce a bill that bet on gambling to put the state ahead of others. Traveling the countryside in Winnemucca, Nevada, I'm Andrew McCrae.